Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
To think that the SpaceX rocket with two astronauts from NASA aboard going up into the into outer space and then the space station was a pretty cool development over the weekend. I watched it. I was paying attention to that. Barrett Peary, he is the men's basketball coach at Portland State. Would you want to be? Would you want to go to outer space?
I saw you were tweeting about that over the weekend, and because all the other things that were going on in the world, I don't think it got its proper love, but I don't know if I'd have the courage to do that or not, but I think, how would you ever turn it down?
I know. I'd want to see, I'd want to go up and see Earth, just to be like, I was off the planet looking back at Earth. I don't know if I need to go to Mars or anything like that.
I don't know if I'd dare land anywhere, but I'd definitely like to fly around up there.
Yeah, what do you make of what's going on in this country over the weekend? To get serious for a second, but you know, you've
first
got
first of all, I want to try to embarrass Alabama Adriana, because you know, I saw those pictures of her graduating from beautiful Portland State University.
Yep,
and wanted to give her some love on that and tell her congrats and how proud of where we were. She looked good in that green.
Thank you so much.
You need more of it. That's not bad for business, seeing, like, you know, here is a, like, intelligent, strong woman, you know, in the green, graduated from college, standing out front of the Portland State thing. That's, like, tell the marketing team to get on that.
That was awesome. I agree. She looked good. She did a great job. Congrats. Yeah, back to your other question. Tell me the question again. I don't even know. It's been so...
All right. We're looking around the country. The George Floyd tragedy happens, you know, it made me angry. And, you know, we've been dealing with this on and off for 30 years, probably. Rodney King was probably my first introduction to, like, you know, trying to see the world not through the eyes of, you know, a young white person in this country, but trying to imagine, you know, somebody who would be fearful of a traffic stop. And, you know, we've talked about it a lot on this show. You know, you have players that you have African-American players who are on your team. How much talking to them do you do over the years and trying to understand the position they're in this country?
You know, I've been a guy that I feel like I've taken pride in the fact that I'm willing to have the uncomfortable, quote unquote, uncomfortable conversation with guys. And so I feel like I've been that guy that's tried to take the bull by the horns and try to teach and educate and protect our guys and love on them. But this weekend was a whole new level. This weekend was, you know, I felt like I spent 72 hours trying to figure out the right thing to say. I think the social media pressure to come out and say something regarding this as a head basketball coach coaching young kids in today's day and age was very important. But boy, it took me 2 or 3 days just to get the right words that I felt like I could push print and send on. And then I'll tell you, I spent the whole day on Saturday touching our guys and touching their parents and trying to communicate with every single one of them as far as how they're doing, how they're feeling, speaking about the fact that I don't have all the answers. I don't claim to be, and I don't think things are right now, but we got to do better. And I want you to know that your son is coming to me, and I look at your son like one of my own, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make it great for them and us do better together. I had some very emotional parents Saturday and Sunday, you know, just when I said things like that. And people were really in a different place, in a different space, and I'd never felt like that before. I felt, you know, we've gone through some things. I've been a part of, unfortunately, two or three kids over the years getting killed, being murdered, not in that regard, but in very unfortunate situations, and been in some very hard talks. But this was a whole new level. And then you couldn't escape, whether you turned on the TV or got on your phone. It was just always coming back. And so it was one of those things where I just kept feeling nudged by somebody to continue to talk and talk to the guys, talk to the families, and just let them know we're here.
I think, yeah, you know, one of the things I've heard over the weekend was, you know, I've asked people, hey, what can I do? What can I do to help? And they said, you can listen, you know, and you can not sit quietly if you have something to say about it. And for me, it's, you know, and I know that you feel the same way, that this, some of the stuff we're seeing and the treatment of people of color in this country, it's not okay. And it's not you or me, but it's out there. And that's the thing, is I'm a fixer, and I know you as a coach are probably the same way. I just want to know, how do we fix it?
Right, right. And, you know, one of my players' fathers told me yesterday, he said, you know, coach, all we got to do is just teach one soul at a time, one by one. That's all we can do, is just go one by one. And it really set me back, because it sounded very simple, but, you know, I don't think we're going to fix 82 people in one swoop. I think we're going to go one by one and try to help people be better. And then we really, really need to be concerned for what's going on. You know, I have a brother. My brother and I are both adopted, and I look a lot more like our parents than he does. He's black. And I've never been at a stoplight nervous about what the cops were looking at. And I've never been, you know, he lives in Vegas. I've never been in Vegas and have had people wonder, you know, what he's up to or anything like that. And so you know, one of my players last night on the phone said, coach, you just have no idea how hard this has been, you know, and it's just been escalated so much that we're all just very, very emotional in our family, and talking about just the fact that, can we go out? Can we go somewhere and be okay? I haven't lived that, you know. One thing that was really frustrating is just a lot of the destruction that went on in all the cities, and seeing that happen, I was really fearful for people's safety, and I don't know, you know, just want people to be safe and do things right.
Barrett Perry, Portland State men's basketball coach, is our guest. As I look at your roster, as it's coming together and looks like, if, you know, we're on track with college football, we'll be on track with college basketball. Is that what you're watching? Are you kind of watching what happens with college football to know that, hey, everything's going to be okay by October for you guys?
Yeah, I'm following it just like everybody else is, and going into my meetings and trying to get as much information as I can from our administration or the Big Sky or the NCAA. But just following it like a fan and hoping to see people coming back. You know, Coach Barnum and I here talk regularly about that, and figuring out what the dates are looking like. And, you know, like you said last week, there's definitely a trend of feeling like we're swinging towards that way, and now trying to navigate what crowds are going to look like, or what the arenas are going to look like with people. But I think we're getting there little by little.
Your roster, you've got transfers that are coming in. You're going to blend that together with the guys you have coming back. How are you feeling about this group? It's got some Pac-12 flavor to it.
Yeah, I love our roster. I think we have really good talent. I think it's our best roster in our 3 or 4 years here. Transfers from Washington and Arizona State and Utah and Temple, Pacific. I think we have obviously a lot of maturity, a lot of experience. So, on this particular summer, if I lose a few weeks and don't get to be with the guys as much as I have in years past, maybe it's not as big of a challenge, because a lot of the guys really have good experience under their belt already. But I'm excited about who the guys are. I'm excited about how they play and how they'll fit what we want to do. And as we spend time, you know, working on just getting them back and getting them here, it'll be a slower process, like everybody, because of kind of the hoops that everybody's going to have to jump through in order to just be allowed to be back on the court. Going to be very small groups and things like that, but excited to get them here and and just get a t-shirt and shorts back on and sweat with them.
Yeah, I think it's important. Like, I broke a sweat yesterday, and I was like, I need to do this every day, like, for my own sanity. Like, I can't imagine the young people that are athletes. They're used to that. Like, you got to have some discipline amid these times.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Even though we're doing all the Zoom calls and checking in with them and FaceTiming them, they really have to take the bull by the horns and be disciplined and get stuff done on their own, which, you know, hey, we were all young once and we were all in college, and just getting off the couch and getting something done without your coach or your teacher being on your case to get it done is not always easy. You know, we've had a good group for that right now, and everybody's been really good with their communication and what they're doing and how they're going about things. You know, that first month was awful because, as you know, especially here, certain guys, they couldn't get in anywhere. They couldn't get into a weight room. They couldn't get into a gym. They couldn't even shoot outside anywhere because people were putting lids on the basket. So things are calming down that way, and it's starting to feel like it's getting a little bit back to normal. And then when we get back, it'll kind of be a new normal, for lack of a better term that everybody's using. But we'll get there. We'll get there. I feel that wave. I feel that trend like you've been talking about.
All right. Alabama Adriana, you mentioned she's graduated from college. She's now got her resume together, and she's job hunting. And one of the things we've talked about is, I said, look, you know, the job market, you're coming into a pandemic. It's going to be difficult. It's difficult as it is. I mean, this is a tough time for a young kid to be graduating school. I'm kind of pushing a little bit that she should explore some more education, go get a master's, go get a PhD. It's an opportunity. Am I nuts for saying that?
Never has there been a better time for her to stay in school and get that master's. You know, I think the window is very, very odd right now to be jumping out there and trying to find something great. You know, she's getting great experience with you for sure, but I don't think there's ever been a spring or summer where a person in her shoes had an easier decision to make that, hey, maybe I should get that master's now.
I like
that. She doesn't want to hear that. She wants to be in the real world.
I know. Yep. That's what she wants. All right, Coach, I'm excited to see you guys play. I'm hopeful that the sports are going to happen because I think they're an important part of the university experience and also just our culture in general. But I also want people to stay safe. So how do you balance that, knowing, hey, you want to go play games, you want the season to be happening, but I know you got a family too. Like, are you guys at home doing okay with homeschooling and all that? Because we're losing our minds over here.
Yes, we are losing our minds. We're right there with you. We need to have an intervention. No, I mean, we're counting the days till school's over. Well, you know, we have four kids, as you know, and, you know, like you with your daughter and me with my daughter, no volleyball all spring long, no weekend tournaments, no baseball for my little guys. I mean, it's been so odd. And then just the school part of it. I mean, there's a reason why, you know, the kids are sent to school and not at home because they need to get out. They need to have normalcy. And what we forget is, you know, us adults, you know, we're trying to figure out what our new normal is and our schedule is and our routine. We kind of forget the kids are trying to figure out the same thing. So it's been a challenge. It really has. The intensity level around the dining room table, the kitchen table, my office, and my wife's desk in our bedroom has been high, high level between the four kids.
I like that. And then I know at bedtime, there's kind of a relief for us as the kids go to bed. It's like, okay, all right. And then we turn to Netflix or whatever to escape for a little while. It's just, you know, it's, I think teachers need a raise. That's one of the other takeaways I've had coming out of this pandemic.
We've had unbelievable experiences with my kids' teachers, and I'm sure you guys have too, and everybody has. But the efforts that some of these teachers have made to try to make it, you know, great for our kids has just been unreal. I've been in awe the efforts that they've gone through, and you know, the money that they've spent just to try to make it as good as they could for the kids, and how much they care. It's been amazing, absolutely amazing. But even last night, you know, last night was weird. I'm flipping channels, and I see, you know, I'm sitting there with my kids, and what was it, about 7:30 or 8 o'clock, and I see Indiana Jones is on Channel 6 last night, and I flip it to Channel 6. It wasn't Indiana Jones, you know. It was people marching across the bridge coming downtown, and, you know, you're circling right back into some really serious stuff, and it's really hard to turn the channel or not want to know what's going on and pay attention to that, and you know, last night I had Matt Hauser at my house eating dinner when that was going on, our former player who's going to be a grad assistant for us this year. And he got in his car to come back here downtown to go home to his apartment. He couldn't get back in the city. All the ramps were closed for him to come back to his apartment. So he circled back and just came back and stayed at my house. So different times for sure.
All right, Coach, before I cut you loose, the roster, you say it's, you know, this is the best group that you've had going forward. Why are you able to get to some kids that you couldn't get to when you first started, or why now?
I think, you know, we have a few things in place with what we've done with building our arena, and also people know who we are now and our style of play and what we've done. You know, we've had good records each year. We have good momentum. I think kids really like coming to our city. You know, the city, the Blazers, Nike, all these things are really appealing to these transfers in that way. I think they like how we play. And then, honestly, like you and I talked about maybe a couple months ago, you better be on the offense and not the defense, because there's just going to be a lot of movement in college basketball. And if you're not ready for it, and if you're not planning for it 12 months a year, every single day, it'll catch you and nip you. And so I think our staff's done a great job of always being ready for movement and the action that's taking place. And then our guys were really, really proactive as a staff of being good at what we were supposed to do and how we were supposed to recruit during our new normal, which was Zoom calls and FaceTime and only texting and never visiting people.
The kids responding well to that, the recruits, or are they used to being wooed in person?
Yeah, they responded because they knew that was what it was going to look like this spring. You know, the biggest difference was everything happened so fast. You know, nothing was spread out over, okay, this kid's going to visit this weekend, this kid's going to visit next weekend, you know, and you plan in and out over 4 or 5 weeks or 6 weeks. Everything was like, okay, this guy's going to decide on Friday, this guy's going to decide on Saturday, this guy will probably be done by next Wednesday. So everything was intensified and really going fast.
Coach, I appreciate you. Keep up the fight.
Appreciate you, brother. I can't wait to see you at a volleyball tournament sometime soon.
You'll probably see me at a basketball game first. That's the way I think it's trending.
All right.
We'll talk to you. There's Barrett Peary, the Portland State men's basketball coach, who was terrific, I think, talking about it. It's just a different world where he's recruiting in a different world. He's, you know, relating on a different level. I think there's a lot to discuss and a lot to talk about. Your phone calls, we'll take your calls, plus the 2 at 2 is coming up top of the hour. My wife, who did an experiment with our kids, we'll talk about that later in the show. Yeah, she did an experiment, sociological experiment, a psychological experiment, whatever you want to call it. It involved candy and my children. We'll talk about that coming up. I don't want to go to Mars either, but you know what? I'd go to outer space. I would like that humbling look back at planet Earth, see how big and distant it looks from the horizon. NASA and SpaceX in their partnership, a public-private partnership that happened, sent a couple of astronauts into outer space and the space station. That was pretty cool over the weekend. Troy in Portland's called in on that front. Troy, you want to go to space? Troy's gone. Alas, Troy held. It's always sad to me when someone holds for like 45 minutes. But as it's been said, you have the line. You either use the line or you lose the line. It's been said.
Maybe Troy just had to get up to space. He was that excited about it.
Maybe Troy was one, like I haven't checked, like is one of the astronauts named Troy? What if one time... Did you know we had an astronaut in the space station on the show once?
Did we really?
Yes. Wow. It was, I think the person had ties to the state of Oregon for some reason. And I always pay attention to nutty stuff like that because I get, look, I get hit up daily, hourly, from people who want to be on the show. Last Friday was May the 29th, okay? What's that date if you do it as numbers?
52920?
Yeah, 529, okay?
529.
So, last Friday we had one of the college savings plan PR companies for the that was representing a college savings plan that reached out and said, can we get a expert on 529 plans on? And I was like, why? Why is this important on this Friday? And they said, it's 529. And I said, okay, that's as good a reason as ever to have a college savings plan person on. Although my aim here is not to put the audience to sleep. So we passed on that one.
Nice.
Back in the day, we would have taken one of the interns and said, you do the pre-interview and we record it. And we used to do that because we used to get book publishers that will hit us up all the time. And I'm like, that is not going to be a book that we're going to talk about on air. It's boring. Nobody wants to hear about it. But I would give the interns a chance to get an interview. And so we would send them into that sort of edit bay and we'd say, okay, you record this with the book author as if it's live. And if it happens to go sideways and it's a great interview, we will air it. And at least it gives the intern a chance to conduct an interview, like a radio style interview. So, all right, all of that ahead. We got the 2 at 2 coming up at the top of the hour. My wife will be joining us at 2:30. Do you want to go to space? How big a deal was the SpaceX thing? We'll talk about that and the latest developments in sports, of course. Coming up is the final hour of this radio show. Grab a podcast.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.